We've come to the end of another year in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Through it all, KYUK has covered the region's joys, tragedies, institutional development, daily living, and so much in between. Before this year comes to a close, I'm joined by KYUK's Julia Jimmy to look back on the stories that define 2017.
In January, Bethel musher Pete Kaiser captured a three-peat, winning his third consecutive Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race. He'd go on to capture ninth place in the Iditarod. Louis Pavila of Guihluk became the first musher to win four Bogus Creek 150s, and Cameron Jackson of Akyak took first place in the 50-mile Akyak Dash.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation celebrated the ribbon cutting on its new Substance Abuse Treatment Center. It's the state's first rural treatment center for opioid addiction that combines addiction medication and behavioral health counseling.
Representative Zach Fansler was sworn into the state legislature. The move helped shift the House of Representatives to a Democratic-led majority coalition. That majority dwindled later in the year when Democrat Dean Westlake resigned following allegations of sexual misconduct.
In February, Governor Bill Walker declared Alaska's opioid epidemic a state disaster. Over the following months, he proceeded to dedicate resources and create policy changes to address the issue.
In March, freshman Hayden Lee became Bethel Regional High School's first All-American wrestler, securing the title at a national tournament in Virginia. Later in the year, Bethel Regional High School took home the gold for the second year in a row at the Division II State Wrestling Championship.
In April, after 30 years of conservation efforts, a subsistence emperor goose hunt opened in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The decision emerged from a historic co-management agreement between tribal, state, and federal managers.
In May, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta lost one of its most respected subsistence fishing and hunting advocates, Greg Grozichka, when he died in his Bethel home at the age of 61.
In June, Bethel Police Chief Andre Ishe retired after 23 years with the police department. The city hired former state trooper Burke Waldron as interim police chief, and he's worked to build more transparency between the department and the public.
A large portion of the Kuskokwim River closed to gillnet fishing to conserve the declining king salmon by federal emergency order. Only two gillnet openings were allowed in June, and fishing for the species was restricted to local, federally recognized subsistence users.
In July, Yukon king salmon arrived early in the largest run observed in more than a decade. Meanwhile, Kuskokwim king salmon arrived late, but many Kuskokwim tributaries met their escapement goals. The Kuskokwim also saw some of the highest red and chum salmon runs on record.
Then, for the first time in living memory, a gray whale swam up the Kuskokwim, reaching Napaskak before residents killed the animal with automatic rifles and seal harpoons. The carcass sank and floated to the surface 2 days later. The residents pulled the whale to shore and divided the muktuk and meat.
In August, Aniak grieved after a shooting spree left several residents wounded and one resident, Bruce Goder Morgan, dead.
10 Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta tribal representatives signed a treaty to form a provisional Nunavut Alaska government with the goal of uniting the region's 56 tribes under a single governing body.
A fish buyer under the Oregon-based company Fish People opened in St. Mary's in District 2 of the Yukon River. The opening meant commercial fishermen in the area did not have to boat to a Monarch to sell their catch.
In September, the state charged 23 Bethel residents, most of them cab drivers, with bootlegging following a 2-year undercover investigation.
In October, rapidly melting permafrost turned cemeteries in Kangiganak to swamps and stopped flights to Tununuk after buckling the village's newly built runway.
And the Association of Village Council Presidents, along with more than a dozen tribal organizations, signed a historic compact with the state of Alaska to yield child custody cases to tribes.
In November, Cezary Machinsky's Cusco Liquor received Bethel's third and final liquor store license. Machinsky still has to modify his property to meet city code to make the license official.
Questions on Bethel police procedures were raised after a delay in the department sharing phone recordings with Bethel Search and Rescue on the Robert Nick case.
Soon after, in December, Bethel Search and Rescue reported a sharp increase in calls for help, saying the calls arrive nightly and mostly involve alcohol. The organization requested the Bethel Police Department share more resources and modify procedures to help Search and Rescue respond.
Lastly, Bethel Search and Rescue reported more open holes and bigger open holes on the Kuskokwim River and sloughs than its members ever remember seeing.
From all of us at KYUK, we wish you a Happy New Year and thank you for sharing your stories with us. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
I'm Julia Jimmy. Tamam KYUK me alhaguk tagmak bamtsi.